Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey, hey, Go Yard audience, this is Mama Mac, and we are looking forward to a great show tonight live in the studio right here in Tampa Bay. TanTalk1340.com. Along beside me is the one who is always here. I don't remember your name, but I do know that. No, I'm teasing. Yes, we know you, Dr. Angel Falzoni. And what a wonderful joy it is to have you here on this show constantly, week after week, almost 2 years now.
I know.
We've hit our year and a half mark, I think.
I think we're just now at that year and a half mark.
I think we are, year and a half. And pretty cool. Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, expert on so much, including raising children. And congratulations to your son. I started to say Zoe. That's my daughter. That's my dog. Zoe Grace. It's my dog. Yes, Bobby. Joey.
Yes, I'm so excited. He got accepted into FAMU. So yes. He'll be heading to Tallahassee in the fall.
Majoring in?
Engineering.
Yes, we're excited. And your oldest, Anthony, is in the Army and has just been sent to, or is going to be sent to.
Yes, he will be stationed in Alaska starting June 2nd.
So all right.
A little Florida boy going up to the cold tundra.
He's not been around that, has he? So that'll be interesting. Interesting. And then you still have Spencer at home for many more years. So kind of exciting. This has happened to Joey. Please tell him congratulations from us at Go Yard, which is you, his mama also. But anyway, we are live in the studio. And that means that you can call in during the show if you'd like to get involved. 727-441-3000. Now, I say that, and now knowing that on Saturday and Sunday of every single week at 10 a.m. Eastern, Ed Till, which is this...
Noon. It's noon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You for your correction. It's our Sunday show, Living the Good Life, which is on at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sundays. You're right. It's at noon, 12 noon Eastern, every Saturday and Sunday, StarComRadioNetwork.com. Four words, StarComRadioNetwork.com. So for our StarCom listeners, and there are many scattered across the United States, several cities, I think 34, 36 cities now, and several countries.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
It is.
So for you, if you happen to be listening and it is Saturday or Sunday where you are, then you won't be able to call in live, but you can get involved and text with us, whether it is live in Tampa Bay or whether you're hearing on StarCom, by just doing our Google text number and ask your questions and make your comments, and we will respond to you whether or not it is live or not. Doesn't matter. 727-888-4171 is our Google text number. 727-44, no, I've had a long day, Doctor.
You know, our brains are a little fatigued today.
Yours and mine. Okay, the Google text number one more time, 727-888-4171. So you can communicate with us either way, live now, 727-441-3000, or Google text if you're on StarCom Media. So there we go. How about that?
A lot of housekeeping all taken care of.
And we have our website where we put our shows, and we've got a year and a half worth of shows on our website. Why would anybody go and use that website, which is...
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot on a Thursday night.
It's goyard2014.org, O-R-G, not com. Not StarCom. Boy, we are both tired.
Let's try over.
Let's start over. I mean, we're live. No, we can't start over. I'm teasing. I know we can't. But you know, we're just tired. We both had busy weeks.
It's been a busy week. It really has.
It really
has. The reason we would want to go back on that website is, you know, a show might have aired and at that time in your life, it didn't apply. And you know what? And life changes as it does every day. And now right. you find yourself maybe struggling with this or facing the situation. And it's a great set of tools that are there to go back and use and reuse.
And there's titles on every one of these old shows. And we have had several people tell me, and you too probably, that they do go back to our website and catch the shows again and again. So
and they,
that's cool.
They are. And it's an asset and it's a set of tools to use. So
there you
use
go.
Those tools as you need them.
So that.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now he woke us up. We're good. GoYard2014.org. What is today, Doctor?
Well, you know, today is a big day for a lot of people. It's St. Patty's Day here.
Is that why you're wearing green here?
I do have
Bobby green. Has green on.
I do.
I kind of have green shoes on, kind of. So, oh, I have our water bag is green.
There
kinda.
You go. There
so,
you go.
All right. So, St. Patty's Day, and that is March 17th, 2016, tonight. And it's a fun day for a lot of people, isn't it?
It really is. A lot of people go out and do a lot of fun little activities. And it was so cute because I was outside at work today for a few minutes walking back to put stuff in the mail. And there's this trailer park that's kind of catty-corner to our offices. And they would get in their golf carts, and they're all decorated in green, and they did a parade around their trailer
cute.
Park. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really cute.
You know, it's a special day for a lot of people. My my sister's kids, their dad is Irish Boyle. You know, that makes sense, doesn't it? And so that's a big deal for them every year, you know, and celebrating. And it is for a lot of people with heritage that's Irish, isn't it?
True. And, you know, and even if people who aren't in the Irish heritage, they still have fun with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a great day.
And I hear that Hillsborough River in Tampa got dyed green today.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Yes.
It did it not?
Yes, and I saw aerial pictures, yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I know they do that, and I know that the fog was so bad this morning that some people couldn't get over the Skyway Bridge and had to go back through Tampa, and one person I talked to said it was awful, the traffic right
around. It was closed, yeah.
The river. So, anyway, so it's St. Patrick's Day, so we decided we're going to talk about luck.
All about, yeah, we're talking, but
we're going to talk about luck.
We are talking about luck, because it's not about the luck.
Oh, is that the title of the show?
That is the title of the show.
It's not about luck?
It's not about luck.
That's interesting.
It is.
But you see, there's this phrase, Doctor. It's called the luck of the Irish.
It is a phrase.
And I will tell you that I'm part Irish, McAllister, but no, that's just from marriage, so I'm just teasing on that. But I am engrafted in because my youngest son, Mark, graduated from Notre Dame.
There you go.
Law school. And we became avid Notre Dame fans when he was a little boy and decided he wanted to go to Notre Dame. And he accomplished his dream. And so most of our family were kind of engrafted in Irish, you know. And I got to say, to be a Notre Dame fan is a wonderful thing. It really is. Last fall, I went to a Notre Dame game, a football game with Mark and Candy and my grandson Levi. And that was great. And it's fun every year to do that. And get around that Irish fever, you know?
It is, and it's like everywhere, you
it
know?
Is.
Lots of places are decorating, having extra corned beef and cabbage
right.
or shepherd's pie and green
Ooh,
beer
yeah,
and all kinds
all
of
that
stuff.
Stuff. And then there's that leprechaun in Notre Dame games, you know, that dances around the field. Okay, so you are saying it's not about luck.
It is not about luck.
What is not about luck?
Life.
Oh,
our
life.
Success.
Yes, but a lot of people will say to you, hey, good luck with that.
They do.
Yeah.
Or when somebody gets something really good and that other people want or find a success, everyone's like, oh, he's so lucky.
So lucky. Right. How do you define luck? What is luck?
What is it?
That's
a tricky word.
Oh, you wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's that complicated,
it
huh?
It was that tricky.
Let's hear the definition of luck, Dr. Angel.
Well, the definition is luck is defined as things that happen to a person because of chance.
Because of chance.
Because of chance.
Not because of skill.
No, because of chance.
Not because of decision.
No.
Not because you're just so cute. Go on.
It's the accidental way things happen without being planned.
Accidental. Okay.
Accidental. Chance. Okay. We see these words kind of.
Yeah.
A success or failure apparently brought on by chance rather than through one's own actions.
Whoa.
So that chance word is there again.
So when they do pull up the lottery numbers on Wednesday night and Saturday night or whenever they do, I don't even know when they do that, that's just chance, right?
It's totally chance. Any numbers can come up.
So it's not luck. I mean, that is luck.
Well, that is luck. That's chance.
It's not skill.
It is not skill.
Yeah.
You know, when people have their, you know, it's funny you bring up the lottery because that's like the first thing we think about a lot of times when we think about luck is how lucky these people are that won this lottery. But you know what? If you go back and kind of look at lottery winners, most of them have been playing for years.
Right.
They think they have a system, although it is still chance.
Right.
That will help them. Very rarely is somebody a first-time player of the lottery and boom, they hit the numbers and win it big.
Mm-hmm.
So even in that luck and chance,
right,
there's still some skill and planning behind it.
So, yes, maybe you increase your odds the more you play. I don't know.
Well, you can't win if you don't play.
Oh. I'm so glad you told me that. Okay. All right. So this show, the title is, It's Not About Luck. Why are we doing a show like this, Dr. Angel? Because we do a lot of interesting things. We never know what we're going to do. But this just really came up today because of this particular holiday.
And it is. And it's a theme I think I see a lot of people struggling with is, you know, a lot of times we can look at individuals and we see the good things going on in their life. And we're like, oh, man, they're so lucky. And this is, you know, and we use that word and we are upset because that luck has not swung our way. And we're wondering, why can't I do what I do and get those good things that I want in life?
Right. Right.
And then we're leaving our life to chance.
Ah. Bobby B., I'm just going to say this over the air because I can't talk to you otherwise without you, everybody hearing. So, you know that song from Hee Haw, that old show? I mean, you weren't born then, but it has to do with luck. If I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Oh, that's Born Under a Bad... Is that Born Under a Bad Sign?
I don't know.
That might be. But you want now I see, but there's a lot of versions if that's what you're thinking. So, but I'll be able
you
to find
see
that.
What
I'll
you find can
the
find.
Hee-haw, the Hee Haw one
yeah,
that you want.
Yeah, see what you can find.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, luck really works against us. The whole concept in life really doesn't it?
And it does. And so when we get stuck in that thinking of luck, it's kind of a bandwagon thought mentality. Because when one person starts saying, "Oh, that look at that luck that they have. I want that luck. Why is that luck not?" I mean, we're all attributing to what they have
right.
to chance.
To chance.
And most
okay.
of the time, we're not even considering maybe this was not an accidental thing. Maybe this is not chance. Maybe there's something more to why this person has the success.
So you think a lot of people look at others' success. Here's what I'm hearing you say.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they and they say, boy, are they lucky.
They do. And they
okay.
think it. And I, you know, even in my own experiences of life, I've had a lot of people, you know, talk, oh, look how lucky you are. Look at how great your kids are. Look how lucky you are. Look at, you know, you can go on these vacations. And I'm like, yeah, no, there's nothing about chance to what has happened in my life. Every
Whoa.
Part of this has been about planning and action and a lot behind that scene.
So when people try to feel sorry for themselves, which that mm-hmm. song I want Bobby to find really is all about that. When we try to feel sorry for ourselves by saying, I'm just not lucky, you know, and I've heard many people say that through the years, doctor, I'm just not, nothing good ever happens to me. I'm just not lucky. I mean, if something bad is going to happen, like this song that we're going to do, if something bad is going to happen, it's going to happen to me. I have heard so many people through the years, I don't say that because I know the power of my words, but I will tell you there are tons of people in our lives who shoot themselves in the foot by saying things like, I am so unlucky, or I am so, nothing good ever happens to me.
And true. And so when we're using those words, we're setting ourselves, we use that word mindset before.
Yeah.
And when we're setting ourselves up in that negative mindset. So now we aren't even looking for good because we're looking for bad. That's what we're speaking. That's what we're thinking. That's what we'll start looking for. And it's not even consciously, it's on our subconscious level.
Right.
So the words that we give life to, that we speak,
right,
are very powerful because they have the power over our emotions. If we are going to
absolutely
feel, you know, how we feel for that moment,
exactly,
or about that, what we're looking for, the view we get of our life comes through our thoughts and our words.
It does. You know, I've been in real estate 25 years. Back in about 10 years ago, we had this huge economic crash in real estate, as everybody knows. And now it's termed in history as the Great Recession. Okay. But it was a market correction in a lot of ways that needed to happen because there was a lot of junk that was going on in the marketplace. People were getting loans that should not have been getting loans. They were getting no-doc loans, which they didn't even have to. They just had to say, yeah, I make $100,000, sign your name, and here's your loan for this house. That kind of crap is what it was.
Yes.
Was going on quite extensively there for a while, especially in our state, but in a lot of states, mm-hmm, okay, which contributed to the market correction.
It did. It was overinflated, and it came back down.
Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with somebody being lucky or being unlucky. It just had to do with a lot of mistakes. Now, that's just kind of like an example for, mm-hmm, you, Doctor. Doesn't that whole dynamic apply here when it comes to people being unlucky? It wasn't that they were unlucky. Maybe they got into a loan they shouldn't have gotten into. Maybe they bought a house that they were way overextended.
True. Or just at the wrong time in
at
that
the wrong
market
time
shift.
It did happen to me too, with the wrong timing.
I saw there were people in that, yeah, time period, they made a lot of money because of all of that, and then I saw a lot of people that lost a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And timing was everything in that. Mm-hmm. And obviously we don't have crystal balls and didn't know that future, and
I was one of those that lost a house, but I will say that it wasn't because I was unlucky. It was because of the timing that I bought it, et cetera, and all of those factors. And I claim that responsibility, you know, 10 years later or 8 years later. I know that I made a real estate mistake, mm-hmm, based on how busy I was, amount of money, all of that thing, that stuff that was going on, little down, and all those crazy mistakes. So does not that example kind of bear truth here with this whole subject of luck, where people must take some responsibility for their actions, Doctor?
Absolutely. Our actions, we need to take responsibility and accountability.
Right.
You know, we do make choices and things crumble and fall and we feel like we're unlucky. It was not the best choice. Maybe we didn't have all the information. Maybe,
right,
there were, you know, like your example, there were things going on in bigger systems, banking systems, that people were
that
not
I
aware
didn't even
of.
Know about. Right.
So we didn't have all the information.
Right.
So we made the best choice with the information and the time that we had. And sometimes it works and it's successful and sometimes it's not. But that,
exactly,
is not about luck. That is about taking responsibility.
And there were so many other factors, like you're talking about, economically. I remember my broker at the time saying to me one day, we're going to have a rough few months, but we'll come out of it pretty quickly. And it wasn't like that at all. It took years, you know. And he was an accountant. And really, but at the time, people were more optimistic. Oh, this is about over. This will just, you know. But again, it was not about luck. It was about so many other factors that we had no control over, a lot of us, right?
Exactly.
And that we were ignorant to.
Mm-hmm.
How does that apply to this subject?
Well, you know, it really applies to this subject because when we are focused on luck, we are focusing on, it's a trap. It's an illusion that is sucking us in. Because if I'm putting my barrel into luck, I am putting, it's like flipping the coin, heads or tails. Anything could happen.
Right.
So I'm giving this, anything can happen, all the credit or all for my success or all the credit for my failure. And it has nothing to do with me.
Right. So no responsibility.
No responsibility. And it's illusion, the luck illusion, because it consumes us. Because we, you know, we live in the culture here that we want what we want. We want it our way. We want it now.
Yeah.
You know, I call it the Burger King mentality.
Right.
Because we live in that, you know, and we
instant gratification.
Absolutely. And so we're just putting our cards down that this is luck is going to happen to me and I'm going to have these great things that I want. And the chance of that coin flipping and hitting where you want is very, 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 very slim to none that that would ever happen.
Right.
And so we buy into it and then we're passive.
Right.
We don't do anything because luck is going to come kick in eventually. Well, I've had so much bad luck, it's time for the pendulum to swing.
Right.
And so we're not just taking
action. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times we just think it's going to change and we don't do anything about it. You know, in football, let's say it's tied up. I love football. So it, and you do too. Mm-hmm. So it's tied up at the end of the regulation time. Okay. And you got two NFL teams and they're right there. And they go, they go to decide who is going to get the ball as we start the overtime.
They do the coin toss.
Exactly.
That is chance.
That is chance right there. Now, whoever gets the ball has an opportunity right then to score and mm-hmm. win the game. But if he if they lose the ball, turn it over, whatever the case may be. So it all, what comes into play there is skill. Because if you turn over the ball in an interception,
you're going to lose the game.
You're probably going to lose the game. Because the other team is going to go down and score something, even a field goal. And they're going to win.
It's true. And so that's the skill. The luck is who's going to get the ball first.
Right.
The skill comes into how are we going to, what are we going to do? Are we going to, defense going to come up and take this strong? Or the offense going to come up and do their part strongly? That's the skill in it.
Exactly. But what if the coach said, oh, well, just go, I don't know. I'm feeling lucky today. Just do whatever play you want to play, I mean, the coaches don't do that. They bear down, and they're like, let's figure it out. What's the best strategy here? What are we going to do here? What's this
exactly.
play?
Exactly.
Right?
And the reason we use the coin toss in that football overtime is to give each team an equal chance of not being preferred. there's no special treatment.
It's not alphabetical.
There's no equal chance, an equal probability to have access to that ball.
Exactly.
So that it's fair.
It's fair. Woo.
When we think about that luck chance, what's one of America's number one vacation spots? Las Vegas, the gambling casinos.
Yes.
It's all mostly, there are some skill games in there, so I'm not going to diminish it completely.
But really, most of it
is complete chance.
I've played a few of those slot machines at Century 21 convention years ago. And if you're wise with your money and only use up what you allotted, then you're not so bad, but wow. It becomes an addiction.
It does.
Trying to hit the lucky jackpot can be addicting.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was just on a vacation and they happened to have a casino there. And, I set aside my $20 for slot machines for the week.
Yeah.
And I'm playing on a machine and it was doing fairly well and I was having a good time. And I'm watching these people next to me and they're just so obsessive. If it would win, it hit $50 and they're just keep on going because they think it's the next one is going to be that, $200 payoff because someone else's machine and it's they would be there day and night waiting for that payoff.
Oh, yeah.
A couple may get a good payoff. Most of the people put it all back in the machines and the casino wins at the end of the week.
I mean, look at Vegas. It's full of huge buildings, etc. So who usually wins?
Exactly.
The house.
But it's that intermittent, some people do get a little lucky.
Right.
And they do win. And so those few stories is what everybody's writing on to happen to them.
Yes. And those stories get talked about. We have a lot more to talk about here in this next part of the show. But let's take a break and let's see if Bobby found the right song. Depression, excessive misery.
Completely unfurled, and to find a mate, I've looked all over this world.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com. MarshaMcAllister.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marsha McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marsha today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marsha McAllister at 727-417-0707.
And they had everything except tall girls.
All right, Bobby found the right song. Whoa. You know, that old song, I remember hearing that little group at, on Hee Haw when I was a little kid. I know that was before you were born, Bobby and Dr. Angel. You were not born then. But I can tell you, it was always hilarious because it is so true with so many people. They say that if that I got bad luck, I've got bad luck. Today, if you're just now tuning in, this is our St. Patrick's Day show. We're talking about, and the title is, It's Not About Luck. That's
it,
our title today.
It's not about luck.
You're sure?
I am sure.
There we go. There's our bell. Why is it not about luck, Doctor?
Well, because if we're letting it be, if luck is driving us, yeah, we are not going to get where we want to go and have what we want to have in our life.
Right.
We are letting some other forces outside of us have control over where our life goes.
There you go. There's a lot of people that sit around waiting to win a lottery or whatever the case may be. And there's a lot of people that do win, you know? I mean, there's a lot of that. And that's great. But we can't wait on that, can we?
We cannot. And, you know, and if you look at the statistics and probability and ratios, the chances of hitting something like that is so slim and it's so minute. And that so many people are banking on those kinds of things that happen to them. And life doesn't work that way.
I won $4 this week on a lottery ticket.
I always get happy if I get a free ticket.
I know. And so the guy says, you want a couple more tickets? And he said, yeah, just give me a couple more tickets. So I just walked away with, you know, nothing. Anyway, but it's kind of fun if you don't spend much money at all. You know, I mean, that's kind of
entertainment. But some people, this is serious stuff for them. And so that luck means we are, you know, letting our life happen. We're stepping back and being that bystander, that spectator and passive role in our life. And we're watching everyone else have this good and we're thinking that it happened because of luck. And most of the people around us that experience success or positive things has a lot of action and planning and execution that comes behind that.
Okay. And if some just joined us, I want you to read this definition you had here on the other side of your paper one more time about what luck is, and then let's talk about that other side of it. Go ahead.
Luck is defined as the things that happen to a person because of chance, the accidental way things that happen without being planned.
Okay.
Success or failure apparently brought on by chance rather than through one's own actions.
Okay. So now let's talk about how we can change, quote unquote, our luck, if we even believe that there is such a thing. And is there or isn't there? That's a whole topic that we're talking about today. But go on with your whole thing about work and investment and planning and all that, because I think that's huge for this show today.
True. And so if we're sitting on the sidelines waiting for the luck truck to show up or
the luck truck.
Oh, kind of a little poet there, wouldn't I?
Hey, Bobby. See, Bobby's got his green shirt on today. He's waiting on the luck truck.
Yeah, I've been looking out the window for it.
Well, you know, we're making excuses in life not to go for things or to plan for things or to work for things or that we want.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of funny this past Sunday, I took Spencer, there was a boat show at Tropicana Field.
Yeah.
And I took my little one and we want a boat. And we've talked about it for years. We want to, at some point in our life, have a boat. Little pontoon and go out on the weekend.
Yeah.
So we went to the boat show.
I'm glad I'm your friend because I love pontoons.
And we went and we were playing and looking. And then we come home and Spencer's like, well, Mom, when are we going to get a boat? And I said, well, we'll get one when we start saving and planning and getting to those steps to have that boat. We are not there yet, son.
Very good. Yeah.
But we'll see those people with the nice boat. And we're like, oh, look how lucky they can spend their whole weekend out there in this. No. There are things that come behind that.
Yes.
I mean, just like 2 days ago, a coworker came to me and they're like, oh, you're so lucky you have your doctorate. And I'm like, honey, luck has nothing to do with this.
Very good.
I have worked for 15 years. I have given up my social life. I have given up TV life. I have had to sacrifice
Absolutely.
And put blood, sweat, and guts into everything I have.
That's an excellent point.
Just people aren't willing to pay the price to get where they want to go.
You know, no wonder you wanted to change what we were going to talk about tonight and do this today. And I'm glad we are, Doctor, because this show, Go Yard, is all about hitting a home run in life and not striking out. That's where we got the name. My son named the show. He's our announcer, Ryan. And it's all about how hard we work. And Ryan is an example of that, has done very well in his business, in the seed corn business in Indiana. But he's worked so hard to get to where he's at. And he puts in the extra work, and he goes the extra mile, and he flies somewhere, or he takes customers alligator hunting, or he does whatever it takes to build that business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what I hear you saying about all your years with working and becoming Dr. Angel.
Absolutely.
And that just happened 2 years ago.
Yes, it did. And so there is skill behind,
right?
There's planning behind, there's action behind.
But Doctor, so many people are just what I call blowhards. You know, they just blah 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 blah, yeah, blah, blah. Nothing good ever happens to me. I get blah, blah. Blaming everybody, every situation. Well, so and so's fault. Blah blah blah.
I do.
There you go, Bobby. Thank you.
And
don't you,
know you
think that that's common in this? In our day and age?
Totally common. And here's what I say. How does that work for you?
Right.
It's not. It's not working for you. I found a really cool quote. It was said by Coleman Cox, and it's, you know what? I am a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more of it I seem to have. Which means the more we work, the more things that the successes
yes.
we will experience
yes.
along the way, the more we'll start to get where we want to go. In our life.
So I hear you saying that we have to invest in our future, our dreams, what we want to accomplish financially, what we want to be able to leave to our children or grandchildren. We have to invest blood, sweat, and tears.
We do. And we have to be willing to.
Wasn't that a name of a singing group once?
It might have been.
Yeah, might have been.
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
Yes.
To move forward and
right.
pay that price of what that success is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, everybody sees the success, but nobody's looking at the cost it costs
right.
that person to have that.
No. Well, they're not. They weren't there to see it.
They weren't.
They weren't there to participate in it. And a lot of people are afraid of hard work.
True.
Can I hear an amen from the audience?
You can.
Thank you, Bobby.
And we can't be afraid of that. We have
so many people, Doctor, are afraid of it. You see it in your profession.
I do.
You know, you see people who have all the good intentions in the world, but do they invest? Years ago, as a Century 21 agent for 20 years, for about 6 or 8 years, I was a real estate trainer in our office, okay? And so many people would come fresh off the boats, quote unquote, having gotten their real estate license. You know, back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, everybody had a real estate license. Everybody, their mother, their brother, their uncle, and their cousin, they all had one, okay? And they would come into our office, and in order to be an agent in our office, the ownership made them sit through 3 weeks with me, 2 to 3 hours a day, with, you know, pretty intense training with contracts and everything you're going to have to go through. And I would start saying, okay, guys, in order to really make success, you're going to have to ramp up your work level. Some of them come in, stand around the coffee pot for the first 2 hours of the day and tell jokes, etc. You see it. You've mm-hmm. seen it. In any kind of what I hear you saying, work is what makes you lucky, quote unquote.
It's true. It's where you find
makes you
those successful and those
successful.
Positive outcomes.
Not lucky, successful.
True, because it's not chance. It's what I put into this. And that's, I think, the whole purpose of his quote was, there's no chance behind what I have. The more I work, the more I get to where I'm trying to go.
That's right.
You know, and it's funny. I train therapists. And one of my biggest things when I'm talking and helping them learn to be successful therapists, most of them come in and they want the private practice. And that's the dream. And that's very attainable. But you're going to work hard. You need to be in the office doing, when you're here, you need to not be socializing hour. It's focus time to get what you need to get done. Make lists, stay organized, and be present.
That's exactly right.
Those are what my successful therapists do. And the ones that don't struggle.
Let's say those again. Somebody may want to write those down because that is exactly what you have to do to be successful.
And it's being organized, it's planning, it's focusing, and it's shutting out distractions.
Yes.
And that's the core elements of success in a lot of elements of our life.
That's right.
And the ones that do it, they grow and they're successful, and I'm watching them like flowers blossom. And the ones that don't are my little seedlings that I have to keep bringing in and trying to give them more tools to help them. But some use them, some don't.
And the thing that has always been aggravating to me, I'll just go back to my Century 21 real estate training days, were the people that sat there and said, oh, you know, so-and-so just got a call from a friend for a listing, and it hasn't happened to me. Why hasn't it happened to me? You know, well, are you making any phone calls? Are you out there? Are you knocking on doors? Are you doing any of the work it takes? Well, it's hot, you know, excuse after excuse.
And that's what luck does. Luck keeps us in excuse mode.
Good point. Good point. Say that one more time so Bobby can ring. I can ring the bell right here. Say it one more time.
Luck keeps us in excuse mode.
There you go.
And so,
and we feel justified for our excuses, right? Because I have bad luck.
And then we keep feeding that. We keep looking for that. And then we're wondering why we're feeling so miserable. And we're feeling frustrated. And everybody else around us, because when we're not experiencing those positive, we find it everywhere and everybody else. And then it's not fair. And then it's
not fair. Oh, yeah. You know, that's an excuse for a lot of people's behavior, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
You want to amplify on that?
Yeah, because one of my things, my kids have used that. It's not fair. And I'm like, get over it. Life's not fair. So the quicker you get this, the quicker you'll be okay in life. It's not fair.
Right.
And when you work hard, you get what you know, what we invest. It's an investment. We may make investments and they didn't work out the way we thought, but we learned a way not to do that. And a lot of times we're able to work hard and rebound and come to a better place.
Exactly.
It's just reinvesting our efforts and our energy.
Right.
And so that is what we want to do to get where we want to go. We want to pay those costs. Make those sacrifices. If you
make
want a savings account, then I tell, you know, when we talk about making a saving, oh, but I use every bit of money I have, really, because you have a Starbucks coffee right there, and I know that thing costs about $5.
Oh.
So what if you just
you tell them that?
Yes, I do. I'm pretty confrontational. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm down to the bones here.
Good.
You know what? So if you just don't have Starbucks twice a week, swipe that in your savings account. That's $10 a week.
There you go.
By the end of the year, that $10 a week is $500.
That's
now you got a savings account.
Right.
It's sacrifice. You have to not have something that's pleasurable and to get somewhere you want to go.
It is so sacrifice.
It is.
The people that have really been successful, a lot of them will tell you that they worked very hard in the hot sun or laboring at a job they didn't like or whatever, because they saw a goal there. That was part of their process. But, you know, I think I hear you saying, Doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you never plan where you want to go, you're going to end up right where you're not planning to be.
You'll end up anywhere. It's like throwing the dice up in the air and letting them land. That's where you're going. Where chance and life takes you, because you're not taking that action to be purposeful about where you're going.
Oh, there's that word again of yours.
It's like steering a car. We don't get in a car and just let the car go by itself and we just go, okay, we're here today. No, we get in that car and we have to accelerate. We have to brake. We have to steer and turn. We have to be purposeful about where we're going if we're going to get there in our car.
And let me go on record as saying I'm never buying a car that drives itself. Okay.
I hear you.
It would not, it would take all the fun out of my Mini Cooper. And it would, I mean, no way am I going to get in there and sit in the passenger side and let the car drive itself. I just wanted you to know that.
I agree with you.
Because I love.
I agree too.
You do? All right, Bobby, we're in agreement.
Well, I'm always going to drive a stick shift because I really even love that extra part to the car.
See, Dr. Angel drives, we might as well be telling our audience here, she drives an orange Jeep Wrangler convertible. And I drive a red Mini Cooper convertible. And Bobby drives a 1960 Oldsmobile. No, you don't. I'm teasing you.
No. but we do have a car radio, an automotive radio show. That part I am willing to disclose that.
An automotive radio show.
Yes. Nostalgic right. Radio and Cars Tuesday night, Stan Talk.
All right. There you go, Bobby. Okay.
But it's true. So we don't get into these tools and think they're just going to go where we want them to go.
No.
We're just not going to wait at some random bus stop, get on the bus and be like, oh, it's going to take us.
Just take me anywhere.
We get on the bus that's going the route. We look at a map and see which bus number we need to get on to go where we need to go. So why aren't we doing this with our lives?
I was just in Mexico doing missionary work, you know, setting up this new radio station. And my friend Enrique and I went to a symphony at noon on a Sunday. It was just amazing. It was beautiful at the university. It was great. So we come out of there and he goes, let's get on a bus and we'll go. I want to take you to this nice place to eat. Great. I said, well, which bus are we looking for? He goes, any bus. I said, what do you mean any bus? This is just opposite of what you just said. And he goes, they all go the same places. So they all happen to go down through Centro Histórico, which is the center of town, the historic section. So when we see familiar buildings, we'll get off. Crack me up. But that is what we did. And he goes, oops, oh, wait a minute. We're 2 blocks from the... Oh, we got to get off right now. But you know what? Ideally, we should get on a bus that's taking us where we want to go.
But you did, because that bus's route was through the center of the town.
It was.
And you knew where you needed to go was the center of that town.
We did know that.
And
it cracked me up. That was funny.
But it is true.
Any bus will do.
Any bus. Yeah, here, there's a lot of bus routes and maps and to get us where we want to go. But we don't show up at the airport and just hop on some random plane.
And just go anywhere.
Plan, purchase that ticket for a specific plane for a specific time
and location. You know, this is just elementary stuff.
It is.
But you know the problem, doctor, because I'm a couple years older than you, is that I have seen Bobby's laughing in there, several years older than Dr. Angel. Yes, I agree with you. And but I have seen so many people through their lifetimes, and they are at 60, 70, 80, and they have a lot of regrets.
They do.
And they have not arrived where they wanted to go, but they never, ever got on the right bus.
True. And then when we talk, and it's great to talk to people who experience that, because it's sad that they're experiencing that, but we can learn that's not where I want to be when I hit that stage in life.
Oh, I know. You know, as a pastor, because that's my other hat that I wear, I have sat with so many people in their dying days, okay? And invariably, they like to talk about old memories, especially the older ones, you know? Talk about things that happen and whatever. And sometimes I've asked some of them, do you have any regrets? And it's amazing how many regrets people have. I should have done this. I should have done that. I should not have quit that job when I was angry. I've heard that from an old person. Had I not done that, then this might not have happened. You know?
But that's the accountability.
Yeah, go ahead. Go with that, please.
And that's what that's about, is looking at these choices led to a path that I wasn't really wanting to go on. And taking accountability instead of blame, where it was other people's faults or circumstance faults or whatever. And that's where we want our listeners to get to. I need to take accountability for my choices.
Yes.
I need to take an active role in getting to where I want to go. Does it mean that you're going to, if you want that mansion on the beach, that you're going to get there in a year? No, probably not.
Unless you win the lottery.
Well, unless you win the lottery. You're so funny.
Unless you're lucky.
But if you start saving and working hard and, you know, working toward that, you may get there.
Right.
At certain stages in your life. And that's all about the sacrifice. What sacrifice are you willing to make to get where you want to go?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have to sacrifice something.
Whether it's
time,
energy,
money, sacrifice is a part of that journey of getting where you want to go.
You know, yes, a few months back, and I'll just say this about God, he very impressed upon me back in September that I was to go to Mexico and do this work. And gradually then this whole thing of starting a radio station came about. And I did not know at all how it was going to happen. What I had not met anybody but one person there in that town, and had no clue how this was all going to develop. But as you start out on your journey, on whatever it is, in this case it was this Mexico trip, it does evolve. Life does evolve, don't you think, Doctor?
Yes, it does.
It does. And then we have sometimes forks in the road.
We hit forks in the road, and we hit potholes in the road and all kinds of things. But the part is, get active on that journey. Take those steps.
That's exactly right.
Start making some steps. Start taking a couple sacrifices. Start planning and thinking, where is this I want? What do I want my life? Do I, you know, is that boat I really want for my family? Or is it, you know, this career, this house? Or do I just want to do a career that I feel fulfilled in? It can be a million things that we find luck in other people. But under that luck has been a lot of sacrifice, hard work, purposeful planning, action. And we need to stop giving control of our lives away to circumstances and other people.
All right. That brings me to this point that I just was thinking about. The people that are victims of domestic violence.
Okay.
They're in we talk about this a lot on this show because we started our whole Go Yard thing with a series on domestic violence back in September of 2014. But the ones that are living in those situations now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three or four people in my life that are in difficult marriages, difficult, somewhat abusive, and a couple of them extremely abusive situations. What I find with those women that I counsel and help as best I can is that it's always procrastination. We're not going to do anything about it right now. He may change, or, you know, this may turn around. Do you know your expert opinion, doctor?
And I'm going to challenge, it's not procrastination, it's passivity.
Oh, it's passivity. Good
and
point.
The undercore of that passivity is that chance, which boils down to luck. The chance is, maybe the chance will be that this will turn out positive. You're leaving it to chance. You're leaving it to some unknown, unrealistic circumstance that most likely, in all odds, will never happen, at least while you're in this situation.
Right.
And so it is passivity. It's letting outside forces
control your life.
Control my life. And even...
and rob you of your joy and your peace and your... all of it.
Yeah, and it's passivity.
It's passivity.
It's that
Thank you for correcting me. Thank
activity.
You. That's good. That's good.
Because it's... you have to be very active to get out of a difficult situation and purposeful. And you have to take very hard steps and sacrifice so much in the process.
Right.
You may sacrifice your house and all the things that you've come to know in your life. You may have to sacrifice relationships. I've seen a lot of women have to make humongous sacrifices, and there's so many that aren't at that point where they can do that.
But there are so many that you know and I know that have made those choices and taken those that hard high road and gotten out of the mess, and they're much better for it, and so are their children.
Absolutely. And that's where the hope is. And so that's
right.
Where that activity. And, you know, sometimes on our journeys, we have to take humongous steps backwards to go forward. And so there'll might be times where we have to sacrifice the life that we knew to work for that life we want.
That's right. Yeah.
And so that's where we need to start.
But I heard a word right there in what you just said again, and the word was work.
Work.
It's not about luck. It's about your two favorite words.
Purpose and passion.
Purpose and passion. There you go, Bobby. What are you passionate about, audience member? What is it that you want to accomplish with your life? And, you know, in spiritual circles, we hear people say, well, I know that God wants me to accomplish this, okay? But for those of listeners that are not in that spiritual place, okay, what do you want to accomplish with your life? What do you want to do for others? What do you want to do for yourself? What do you want to do for your children?
Absolutely.
For your grandchildren? you know, this grandchildren thing snuck up on me at a very young age. My oldest son got married at 20, and so the first grandchild is my granddaughter, who now has baby twins. And it all happened very quickly, but as it was happening, and I was in my 40s, I began to realize, whoa, I have an opportunity right here to affect this generation with knowledge about God, with knowledge about how to live a purposeful, passionate life, with knowledge about making your life count. And I spend time, and I got a grandson coming Saturday who I'm going to be talking to about this. That's my topic all the time. So sum all this up, and that's enough of my ranting and raving.
No, but. and that was beautifully spoken. And when I hear that, what I hear you saying is look into what is the legacy you want your life.
That's what I tried to say, yes.
What legacy do you want to leave for future generations?
Yes.
Where do you want that? Because those are the places you want to start working towards.
Not just falling into lucky situations, right?
True. And you know what? Well, there's always those outliers. There's always those exceptions that we all see get that little bit of luck. And sometimes there is just some random luck that does happen to people. But you know what? If we can work towards something, and if luck was going to fall on us, we may get it anyway. And if not, we will still be working toward where we want to go and not staying still.
We can't stand still because really in life, you either go forward or you go backwards, don't you, in life?
Yeah. There
really isn't a standing still
mode.
And
we're watching people go pious and pass us by and enjoy the things that we would like to have.
Right.
So I'm going to challenge our listeners. What's the legacy you want to leave? And start working towards where you want to go.
Oh, I love that, Doctor. You know what? For a show that we changed at the last minute and did off the top of our experience and heads here, I think it was extremely good. And I hope that our audience will take this topic very seriously. It's not about luck.
No.
Give us some of your final thoughts right here.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to sum it up with a quote because I think it's powerful. I am a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more of it I seem to have.
All right. So it's all about hard work, purposeful living, intentionality.
Yes.
Intentionality, intentionally going after your goals. And intentionally, audience, we invite you to listen to us again this next Thursday night live on TanTalk1340.com. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at noon, yes. 12 Eastern, on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Saturday and Sunday at noon, this show will be repeated this weekend. Have a great week. Final thought?
Get out there and take some action.
Take some action. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac. All right, bringing you Go Yard. See you next week, gang. Tell people about our show. See ya.
Good night.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.